from KQED.
Later today in Fresno, big minds in water, energy, and high tech gather for a conference called Blue Tech Valley. If that sounds like an effort to cast a Silicon Valley glow over the business of agriculture, that's because it is. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has the story.
The San Joaquin Valley is just 2 hours from Silicon Valley, but people in the two valleys speak very different languages.
Venture capitalists.
Startup companies.
Really awesome, an incubator and accelerator.
Versus.
Cowboy boots.
Global crop production.
Behold the tomato.
The idea behind Blue Tech Valley is to get those two valleys to talk about how they can help each other, says Henrik Larsen, a Danish engineer who's chairing the effort. He says together they can develop new water technologies.
What IT is in Silicon Valley is what water is to the Central Valley.
Larsen wants to brand the Central Valley as a place where academics and scientists develop the best water-efficient tools, farmers test them, and manufacturers build them, using venture capital and tech innovations from Silicon Valley, and at the same time creating jobs in the impoverished Fresno region.
Why can't we create new software packages, monitor real-time water usage, maybe get funding from Silicon Valley, but create those jobs locally, where they're needed and where they're going to be sold as well.
Farmers grappling with drought are already using their iPhones to monitor how much they're watering their crops with software developed at Fresno State. This week's conference will build on that kind of success. A San Francisco nonprofit called Imagine H2O is collaborating with the Blue Tech Valley effort. They'll announce a competition for entrepreneurs to come up with ideas for water-saving technologies to grow food. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.